So let's start. So, when working on performance issues, we often encounter problems that are not necessarily in our direct area of expertise. We have to share the things we see in performance profiles with our colleagues, and in return, they might want to share their findings back with us or with the others. This is not always easy, but it should be. I'm Nazım Can Altınova, and I work for the Firefox Profiler. And today, we're going to be talking about the Firefox Profiler and how it can make it so much easier for you to collaborate with your colleague. First, we're going to be talking about the challenges we face day to day while collaborating using the performance tools. Then, we're going to take a look at the Firefox Profiler. We're going to capture a performance profile. And then, we're going to look at the sharing capabilities that we have inside the profiler. And then, lastly, we're going to look at the application it can help us with, both across different browsers or different profiling toolchains. So, what are the challenges we actually face day-to-day while collaborating with our colleagues? Let's say that I work for Facebook, and I was tasked to make their page load as fast as possible. And let's say that for this specific case, I was looking at the profile of Dwayne The Rock Johnson's Facebook profile, and I noticed something interesting in the profile, and I would like to reach out to my colleague. Traditionally, what this means that I need to download the performance profile from Chrome DevTools to my desk, I need to figure out a way to share it with my colleague somehow, and at the end, once they open it up, I need to explain the issue in such a way that I can so they can see the thing that I was seeing in my local computer. But this is 2025. Surely there's a more effective way of collaborating with my colleague and making sure that we are looking at the same thing while collaborating. Screen sharing is not really the solution here, as this conversation might happen asynchronously, or we might want to look at the different parts of the profile at the same time. Firefox Profiler is a tool that was initially developed for Firefox engineers to make Firefox faster, but then lots of great collaboration features were added to it. And later, it was expanded to include many more data sources and workflows. And today, where it allows web and application developers to collaborate on many different types of application and workflows. So, let's see how to use the Firefox Profiler. To be able to use it, first we need to navigate to profiler.firefox.com. And if you're in Firefox, you will see this big button that says Enable. Once you click there, a new pop-up or new icon will appear on the top right corner of your browser. Now, after doing this, we're ready to profile. So let's see how to profile a website. First, I need to go to the top right corner and then click on the profiler icon to start profiling. Once I click, now we are recording everything inside the Firefox, and then I paste my URL and navigate to it eventually. Once I navigate and once I'm sure that everything is done, I captured everything, I go back to the profiler icon and click one more time to capture the profile. And now, the profiler is captured. So we go back to this full range one more time, and we click and click the Facebook.com to focus on this URL, this tab only. So now, that's it. In the end, you should see a profile that looks something like this, right? So we have everything that we need, we captured the data, now it's time to analyze it. But first, let's take a look at the different components of this UI, because if you are new to profiling, and if you're not familiar with the Firefox Profiler, it can be a bit intimidating at first, right? So the Firefox Profiler is actually split into two main sections. The first one is the timeline over here, and the second one is the bottom panels there. So let's talk about the timeline. Timeline is the overview of the profile that we just captured. We have screenshots and other information. So this is the area where we navigate in the profile. And once we are done navigating, once we zoomed into the section that we would like to analyze, we switch back to the bottom panels and analyze it properly. So in the timeline, we have the screenshots. So you can hover over them and see what is happening in a certain area in the time. And then we have the Facebook.com track, which is the all activity happening in this tab. So you see yellow is here means JavaScript. And yeah, we have some areas. So you can see the CPU usage over of this track as well. And once you hover over a section, you will see lots of tooltips. So here you can see the CPU usage, for example, 94%. And the category is layout, and then you can see the stack. So this gives you some ideas on what is happening in a certain time. And then we have the network track. So this shows you all the network requests that are happening for this tab specifically.